Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim and Mesilas Yesharim. We are now in the fourth parak, B'siyata D'shmai, B'derech Kinyan HaZehirus, the way to acquire this watchfulness. And we learned in the previous shiur that she should be a special schus for Ramariam Rod Shiyichiu, Avram Yosef, Ram Yosef, Mechanim Shalim Lea, Hayachet V'feg, Abbas Mechal V'Isbasya, Hinei Mashem Evius, Adam Al-Derech Kal HaZehirus, Yilim Ratorah. What brings a person usually to Zahirus is that he learns Torah. And that's where Pinchas ben Yairus is the beginning of the price upon which Bisos Yisharim is based. Torah Mevila Dei Zahirus. Torah brings you to Zahirus. And on Derech HaPrat, Amed L'Zeh Osbonus HaChom Ravod Yishachai V'Avom Mekadin Aleh. But in a more specific way, you have to look at the severity of the Avodah that a person's obligated in, and the depth of the judgment on it. And he gets this, says, V'Rabbeinu D'man HaPchal, by looking at learning Sifrei Kodesh, and Mamari Chazal. So, in the previous shiur, we learned a beautiful shtickle from the Gemara Maseches Shabbos that tells us that if you have Torah and you don't have Yiras Shamayim, you built a gate, but you have no courtyard. So too, you have all this great Torah, but you don't realize where it's bringing you. So it ends up being a burden, because you don't realize the goal. The goal is Yiras Shamayim. The goal is to bring one closer to Hashem. So you can't forget the forest from the trees, as they say. So Vav writes in the Shmone Kvotz in Oris HaTorah, Vav Hey, also in Ayah, Perek Zayin Dalet, Shmone Kvotz in Ches and Tes. That's where this shtickle is based on. The Rav writes as follows. Nishma gamachat l'Torah. That's what the Ramchal says. Mashmeviya sadam aderchal zehirus is limud haTorah. Nishma gamachat l'Torah. There's one for purpose of the Torah. Le'orer et etzad ruchanei alyon sheba'adam. She'asuk b'muskalot kedoshot. V'yasar mishikua b'amid gufanei. The one purpose of the Torah is to arouse the spiritual side of man that he will be oisek. In muskalos, what are muskalos? Muskalos are intellectual ideas. Kedoshos, holy intellectual ideas. That's what the Torah is supposed to do for a person, to get him involved in holy intellectual ideas. And therefore he will veer v'yasau mishikua b'ami gufani. He will veer from being immersed in animalism and materialism. Shemidaldel et koach atzmiuto, that weakens the power of his essence. Limud Torah machnis et ha'maor shebechaya Yisraeliyut betoch nafshotenu. Learning Torah brings in the light of the Jewish life into ourselves. U'meir b'kirba et ha'deot ha'naot v'ha'hargashot ha'tovot ha'kmusot b'kirba mitzad ha'tchuna ha'miyuchedet shel Yisrael k'shem shel limudim kollim me'irim b'kirbenu et ha'deot v'hargashot shel adam ha'klali. Dahainu, when we learn Torah, we bring in the light of Judaism in ourselves and of being Jewish, and it arouses within us the correct deos and good feelings that are encapsulated within our unique Jewish soul, just like learning general subjects arouses in a person the opinions and feelings of a general person, of a cosmopolitan person, of an other maklali. The Ramchal explained that Limud HaTorah brings to Zehirus. Rabbeinu Rana Rav Zatzal clarifies that the Hisoirus to the Derech HaTov is engendered not only by paying attention to the commandments and warnings that were forgotten, but there is a skula, in Liman HaTorah, that it elevates the person who learns Torah. As the Rav explains here, that there's this power of Torah, that it shines a light in a person's soul. But it's important to note that the Ramchal says, not only al derech haprat, and maybe lezeh, or as bon resach chomer avodah shechayu ba'adam bo mekadin alea, that's al derech haprat. But he proceeds by saying that Torah in general brings to zehirus. Torah has a special power over man to shine this light in his soul, like the Rebbe is saying over here. So, I don't think it's a machlokas. Just the Rav here doesn't go into the fact that you learn the details of the Torah. Discusses that elsewhere. Here he just talks about how the light of Torah shines in a person and makes him more spiritual, more elevated, more sublime, more holy.
להיות קרוב לקדושה ומור מכיר לא לבד לפי עצם הידיעה נקנית כי אם בסגולת אדם קדושתה תקנה לבב הדוברים והוגים בה לרומם אותם במעלה עליונה.
The foundation of the skula, the magical power and the holy power that there is in Torah's Hashem to elevate the soul that enjoys the light of Torah to be close to Kedusha and the godly light, not only according to the very knowledge that one has acquired, but rather with the skula of the splendorous Kedusha, the person who learns Torah will be elevated to a very, very high madrega. So it's not about the thing you're actually learning, but just the very fact you're learning Torah. And since one is debating, what should I learn? Should I learn this or should I learn that? First of all, the klal is ein adam lo min el makom shlibo chafetz. You should learn something you have an atiyah towards, something that you like chassidus, you like musar, you like gemara b'iyun, gemara b'kiyus, halacha, halacha l'maisa, mishnah brura, shara, mekitzu shulchan aruch, shalos and shuvah svarim. Do asach, 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 what to learn. So you do what your soul is connected to. But mitzad sheni, you have to remember that it doesn't really matter. Because whatever you're learning is going to elevate you. And then you have the Tu'elet HaShniyah, the second benefit, besides the Skulas Hada Hada Kedushasa, besides the very holiness of the Torah, HaTu'elet HaShniyah BaMitzat HaYidiyah, SheYidiyat HaAdam Torah, TaLamed LaAdam LiYachid LuTzibur NeTiv Yosher, LeLechet BiDarkei Chaye Olam, BaChaim Tovim UMusharim Gam Ken BaOlam HaZeh. You have to remember that Torah leads you on the right path to live a good life in this world as well. חוכמת הקודש היא נעלה מעל מכל חוכמה. בזה שהיא מהפכת את הרצון והתכונה הנפשית של לומדיה, וקרובם לאותה הרוממות שהיא בעצמה מתעצמת בה. מה שאין כן כל החוכמות העולמיות, אף על פי שהן מציירות עניינים נשגבים, יפים ואציליים, אין להם אותה התכונה המפעלית להמשיך את כל המהות העצמי, של ההוגה בין אל אל כאן. אין להם יחס כלל ליתר הכוחות והעצמיות של האדם, חוץ מכוח המדעי בלבד. So you have the regular Torah, the Yedias HaTorah, that teaches the individual and the community the Nesiv Yosher, the straight path to serve the Ribono Shel Olam, to go in the path of the of eternal life, and a good happy life, even in this world. It's important to note that. Torah doesn't only give you good olam haba, it gives you good olam hazeh. And then you have chochmas hakedesh, you have kabbalah, you have the hidden wisdom, the holy wisdom, which is higher than all chochma. Because it transforms the will and the spiritual nature of those who learn it. To bring them close to this exaltedness that she herself connects with.
not fully sure what that sentence means, but the point is that when you learn Chachmas HaKodesh, when you learn Kabbalah, so you're elevated and it transforms you. That's the power of Torah. So you have the Etzem school of Torah, then you have the benefit of learning how to live your life. And then in addition, you also have Chachmas HaKodesh, you have Kabbalah, which brings you even higher. Unlike other Chachmot Olamiyot, the wisdoms of the world, even though they might color, illustrate beautiful, sublime, noble things, they don't have that power, that potency to draw the essence of one who learns them to those values. All you get when you study science is scientific knowledge in your brain. All you get when you study mathematics is mathematical knowledge in your brain. And when you study Torah, of course you can use that to say, oh, Rabbi Masech Hashem. But just the studying itself doesn't do that for you. That's why a person can go to medical school. I used to be in a spoil. How does a person go to medical school and not do tshuva? Everybody walk in on the first day after class and he should say, that's it, Rabbi Masech Hashem. It's insane how complex the human body is, how the integrated complexity of the human body, of DNA, of the cell. And there must be a God. This doesn't happen by itself. A simple wooden table can't create itself, certainly not a complex human cell, DNA. And yet it doesn't work. You know why? Because they're just not thinking in that direction. That's what a doctor once explained to me. They're not thinking about it. They're just thinking, I have to know what the material. So I want to be a doctor. I'm not thinking about God, necessarily. And to be my father-in-law, this is his 17th year outside of Rosh Hashanah. He was Chozer B'Tshuva Medical School. He said, Marabu Masech Hashem. And he came back, became a firm Yid. He raised a family, my wife included. As most father-in-laws are raised the wife of their sons-in-law. And other people aren't thinking about that. So, but the etzem limud of medicine and science is not going to bring one to God. But the etzem limud haTorah will. Rav writes in Ayah Perek Dal Chaslam Zayin and the Pinkasim Dal Yudches that Ikar Shlemut Utalui B'Chosek HaKinyanim HaRuchanim. The Ramchal says the Limud HaTorah brings to Zahiris. The Rav adds that the Ikar Hashpas HaLimud on the person is not from how much Torah he knows but from how big and the depths of the impression that every idea is poel on the one who learns it. And the impact becomes greater the more the Torah knowledge are clear to him and remembered by him because of his chazar. And that's what the Rav says here. The primary shleimus comes from the strength of spiritual acquisitions. The lack of hishtalmus of becoming shalem isn't because of a lack of yidia in quantity. Rather, because of its strength and its rootedness in the soul. The more Torah takes root in one's soul, the more one becomes shalom. So it's not about how much you know. It's about how much you know impacts you. Al ken yoter mishitzarich paracha la'atzlech be'harchavat ha'musagim ha'mevim al ha'shlemut v'rabu inyaneha tzarich paracha she'yu inyanehem mutba'im v'chazakim mechubarim im ha'chayim. ומיושבים בלב ושכל בריא.
More than you need a bracha to be matzlech and expanding concepts that bring to shleimus, you need a bracha that what you learn should be instilled within you, inculcated within you, strong within you, connected to your life, established in your heart with a clear mind. Hatshuka pnimit shebenefesh liot maskil b'fo'al im yagat lefamim yoter mi'arahul. Haken tzichach lefot l'marat kenyan etzgab zeh. אבל לא לבקש שיבואו כולם בבת אחת ובכל עת, כי אם לסמוך בחלקו ולחתו בדרך טובה. ודור שלך יקרב לתעודה צו של ההשכלה. התלויה בבירור ידיעות לפי עצמיותן, וחוזק עצמן בנפש, שהכל תלוי כפי חוזק ועומק הרושם שעשה המדע, שהולך ומתעמק על ידי חזרה.
So the soul wants to understand things, but sometimes it's overwhelming. And therefore, yisamech b'chalkecha, know it comes in time, it's a process, and it's not about, again, the quality, quantity of how much you know, but how much you know impacts your soul, makes an impression on you. And this is done through chazara. Na'acham al chazara. Na'acham al chazara. So chazara has not only the rational value of giving you, of helping you remember, but it has the super rational power of making what you learn a kinyan in your nefesh, which in turn elevates you. Okay, Marv Rabbeisai, we have obviously a lot to say. Only on Perek Dalid, and I'm so excited to go weiter. And you can see so much more. Wow. So many more prakim. A lot to look forward to, sweet friends. Thank you so much for listening. We shall be able to continue. Shalom, shalom.